The new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
When you go on that first date and you get the butterflies in your stomach and you're like, this is...
And you definitely want there to be a next date.
And there's not.
Yeah.
And that's why we do Blown Off, to figure out why. If you are in a situation like that, we want to help you out. Go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. June, tell us what happened.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So tell us how you met Carl.
So I met him at Starbucks, actually. Was in line getting coffee, and, he's really, really attractive. And so we just started talking while we were waiting for coffee and kind of hit it off. So he asked if, maybe I'd want to grab a drink, which, of course, I did. So we went out, and it was great. I mean, I had a great time. The conversation was good. You know, I was really into him. He's funny. Like I said, he's super attractive. But that was like 2 weeks ago and I haven't heard anything from him.
He wasn't awkward during your date or anything, or did you get awkward?
No. I mean, he seemed into it. He definitely seemed into it.
This makes me so sad because this is a story of fate.
It is.
When you meet at Starbucks,
you're
like
in this,
that.
Like, this is basic white bee, like, fate and serendipity right here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Jane.
Right?
We are going to get to the bottom of this because I want fate to make this happen between you and Carl. So hold on for 3 minutes and we will find out why you were blown off.
Okay, thanks.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet, and you won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No. Keep this love in its photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing. Hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Just hold me. I won't ever let you go. Wait for
remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Go bring it back. It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
This is like fate happened. June met Carl at Starbucks. They went out for drinks, and unfortunately, she has not heard back from him. Are you ready, June?
I'm ready.
All right.
Now, June, when we do get Carl on the phone, go ahead and let us do the talking first so that, you know, we can set everything up for you kind of nicely.
Hello?
Hey, is this Carl?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5.
We like Starbucks also.
And we are so, I'm trying to contain my excitement right now because you met June at Starbucks and went on this great date. It was like fate happened, but she just hasn't heard from you, and I'm just going to assume that you lost her number or something.
No. She's cool. She was cute girl. I thought we had a shot, but she fell asleep on our date, man.
When you say she fell asleep, I'm like at the end, like y'all were making out.
You mean actual sleep?
No. We were just talking about families and stuff, and I swear to God, in the middle of our conversation, she just dozed off, like eyes closed, fell asleep.
Oh,
listen, I told you I had a long day.
Oh, Carl, we have June on the phone.
Surprise. Sorry, Carl. Listen, June, did you or did you not fall asleep on the date?
I had a really, really long day, and sometimes alcohol makes me kind of tired, and I told him, you know, I can only have a few drinks. I might have, like, I don't know, closed my eyes for a second or not, but no, I didn't fall asleep.
You were asleep. You fell asleep.
Let's sort of get some definitions here.
I feel like there's really no getting around whether or not you're sleeping. That's like when your dad's like, I'm resting my eyes. Okay, Dad, you're sleeping in the chair.
I mean, wait a minute, because, you know, maybe in your head, June, you close your eyes for a second, and Carl, maybe you're just sort of grossly, you know, overanalyzing this, what happened. I mean, like, when you said she fell asleep, like, was she snoring?
Oh, she was out. I thought at first she was kind of exaggerating about how she did say she was tired, but then I swear to you, she hit her head on the bar, like, smacked against the wood. I thought she had a bruise or a concussion. I was like, what is going on here?
Oh, dear.
Look, I told you the alcohol made me tired, and you kept buying me drinks. Why did you buy me so many drinks?
You didn't need to drink them. You could have stopped at any time.
Oh, God. June, maybe you should have scheduled on a day when you wouldn't be so tired.
You know, I mean, I guess maybe I've been on more interesting dates in the past, and maybe if you were a little more interesting and weren't so boring, I wouldn't have fallen asleep. What do you think about that?
Wow. I'm sorry our conversation that you started bored you to the point of narcolepsy.
Yeah! Blown off.
If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.